on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 22nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Phil. How you doing, Phil?
What's going on, Taryn? I'm doing well, as per usual. Today was kind of a little bit of a somber day in the Big Brother house, or yesterday was. And we've been having a lot of talk about dirty money. So today we're going to be able to figure out if the winner of this season actually, like, is the winner that has the dirtiest money in Big Brother history. I'm not sure if that's the case, but I'm excited to talk about it.
Well, as Kiefer told us just this morning, poor people will do anything for money. So that's, I think, what we're at.
Anything.
Where we're
I guess.
At here. Kiefer really likes to play up that angle. But we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 54 in the house. And this is going to be a bit of a weird one, guys, because there's not a lot to update in terms of, like, nothing changed yesterday at all. It was just endless circle talking of Beth telling Jed, you're going home. Jed talking to Ty. Ty denies it, thinks he's good again. Beth goes to talk to Ty. They talk in circles for a while, until finally she realizes that Ty is still sending Jed home. And then she goes back to Jed, who said, and tells him, hey, Jed, you are going home. And then he goes, oh, and then he goes to talk to Ty, and then Ty denies it again and blames Beth. And that's pretty much the whole day.
Yeah, I mean, this is exactly what was going to happen now that the Sunsetters are basically, you know, they're at the end of the game at this point. And so, you know, in the beginning of the season, they were the ones always, you know, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But we had other people to kind of, you know, focus on and who were more firm in their beliefs. But now at this point, like, they're the only people making the decision. So this is all we're going to get. It was like, you, like you're saying, like, it was just a total endless loop. Like, I felt like I was watching the same conversations over and over and over. But yeah, it was. Yeah, just that's how they are.
Yeah. And we got barely anything from Brayden or Tara. It was mainly the four Sunsetters throughout most of the day. Tara did talk to Jed early in the day and was a normal human being in the game and just said to Jed, look, you're a great person. You've got nothing to be embarrassed about with this move you made. If you go home, you know, I hope you can go home with your head held high. Simple.
Yeah, you know, she was just saying, like, just yeah, it's not a bad thing to be loyal or show your heart or, you know, care about people. But I think Jed definitely took it to the extreme where Jed was like, oh, wait a minute. I think Tara just told me I'm going home. Like, Tara just said, you know, like, she just said, I'm voting you out, or not I'm voting you out, but like the plan is up and you're out of the door, even though Tara was just kind of just being a nice person. Like you were saying,
she is saying that because he is going home. Yeah. And for some reason, Ty and Kiefer, I can't say it. It's very strange. That happens. Brayden is pretty quiet throughout most of the day, although he'll have a weird moment later in the night. And genuinely, it is a lot of back and forth throughout most of the day. It's infuriating too, because like the amount, like, I think one of my least favorite things to see on the feeds is people trying to justify their own actions emotionally. When like all you need to do is say, I'm just making the move that's best for my game. And instead they're like, well, if you think about it, Jed turned on me first. Like, no, he didn't, Ty. Like, no, he didn't. Come on.
What do you mean? He ate the slop crumbles. Like, come on. Like, that was the catalyst for the whole thing. Like, I think that is exactly what started. If you eat someone's slop crumbles, it's essentially saying, you know, your game doesn't matter and I'll vote you out in a heartbeat. I think that's what it personally means to me. But I guess that's just how you think. I don't know.
I love cold Ty that's just like, I get Jed out, I have a better chance to win. That's what I like. I do not like, the way that his face looked when he proposed Kiefer go on the block, I was looking at a different person, man. Like, yeah, Ty, and this was your response.
Oh, we caught, couldn't we?
Like, what are you talking about, Ty? Ty was the one that pushed the Kiefer thing the most. And I get that he's saying it to Kiefer, but he's also saying it to Beth, and he's also saying it to Jed. Like, alone. What do you mean? What is happening?
It's just whoever emotionally riles up Ty. It's just like that person's going to set Ty off, and then Ty is going to just go on his like, oh, yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, we have to do this. Like, we have to. Like, at last week, it was Jed who was like winding him up. And now, you know, we're seeing Kiefer just totally wind him up and make Ty believe all these things. Even though what's going on for Ty is definitely better for his game, it's still just kind of Kiefer winding him up and Kiefer kind of letting, like, kind of a little bit of misting Ty for sure, but yeah, that's also Ty's game.
So the biggest moment, Jed is gonna cry with Beth for a while about the fact that he's going home, and then he's gonna go and campaign to Kiefer. He makes a campaign to Kiefer. I think that Jed needed to focus on Kiefer, just drill down with Kiefer, explain to Kiefer why it's better for his game that Jed stay. Because if Jed, and he almost gets there, but if he combines the emotional pitch to Kiefer with actual logical pitch, an actual logical pitch to Kiefer, I think that there was a chance he could have flipped Kiefer here. But the problem is that Jed, surprisingly, the guy that used the veto on somebody else while on the block, not that great at the game, not that great at creating pitches. They're all terrified of him in the final two, but I can't see him winning a final two, even if he got there. Even if Jed comes back into the game, Jed is going to come back. He's going to sit there in the final two, and he's going to go, this game is about loyalty and integrity. And then Ro and Vic and Kiefer, like, none of them are going to vote for this guy if that's his whole argument.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, in all full Jed's main problems of today, or just, I guess, the week or whatever, is that, yeah, like, first of all, he's not going to Kiefer enough. He's mostly going to, you know, Ty and Beth. He's not really trying to pitch to Kiefer. And when he does pitch to Kiefer, I think he relies too much on the emotions. And I think he relies too much on, like, you know, like, we were, like, together from day one. I've been riding with you guys, and so I expect you guys to ride with the same. Like, we're all supposed to be loyal. When I think that entire argument just falls flat on its face when, you know, whenever Kiefer just brings up the fact that, hey, you tried to take me out last week, so I don't understand what this loyalty you're talking about means. Like, it doesn't really mean anything, but I think that's the only way Jed can actually talk about his game. It's unfortunate, I guess, but yeah, I don't, now at this point, even if Jed does come back, I don't really see a way that he could win. I mean, I'm trying to think of anyone he could be up against, but now I think everyone's kind of building up their resume because they were able to take out Jed in this great way. I just don't know if Jed has that much of a path going forward, even if he did come back.
I'm being hyperbolic. Like, I think he still has a shot to win.
You think so?
I do. I mean, like, he can definitely beat Brayden at this point.
Right.
And I think that he can still beat, I think he can still beat Ty. Kiefer might be my, I don't think he can beat Kiefer still.
I don't think so.
I don't think he can beat Beth. I mean, obviously he can, but I think Beth is more likely to win against Jed than Jed is likely to win against, Beth. In my opinion, I think Tina is in there. She really seemed to be strong for Beth. And the fact that he used the veto on Beth, you know, and if he takes her to the end, or if she, like, if he takes her to the end, I think she beats him. If she takes him to the end, I think he beats her. But I don't think she takes him to the end. So I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, because I think Jed's whole argument of loyalty or whatever, like, of course, he could say that, you know, his move to save Beth was purely a move out of loyalty. But I think that falls flat on his face when, you know, he's going to go to the jury and all these people that he pitched loyalties to, he's screwed over. I just don't know if it'll, I mean, yeah, he does have a chance, but I think at this point it might just be against Brayden. I even think Ty has a chance, but I guess we'll see what happens if that does happen down the line.
Ty would definitely have a chance. I think anybody, I've been saying this for a while now. I think everybody can win this game, including Brayden, as long as he wins a couple of competitions at the end, and makes the right decisions of who to take. which I think is a very easy, like, I mean, I say that, but we're talking about Brayden. So, I think literally everyone has a chance to win at this point, and we'll see how it goes. But Jed pitches to Kiefer. He says, first of all, Ty is the one that was pushing for you to go the most last week. I do apologize for my role in it, but Ty is the one that was pushing the most, which is true. It was Jed's idea, but after Jed proposed it, Beth was like, I don't know about this, guys. Jed was like, yeah, maybe not. Ty is the one that went, no, we got to do this. And so that's why I'm so confused about Ty saying to Jed's face, like, you were a different person when you pitched Kiefer, man. like, what do you mean, Ty? He says you cannot trust Ty moving forward. He's clearly going after people with big resumes. After I leave, you are the person with the biggest resume. You have to see that, Kiefer. Ty's going to take Brayden to the end because Brayden's the easy win. And this is all great. Love this from Jed. This is the best he's ever pitched. If I go, it's not good for you. You become the biggest target. It's a decently solid pitch. If I stay in the game, I'm going after Ty. I think that if he had kept on with Kiefer, the problem is that he goes to Kiefer and he makes this pitch, and then he goes straight to Ty and makes a pitch about how Kiefer sucks and he's never been loyal to Kiefer. And when he's pitching to both of them, two opposite things, it's not going to work. They're going to compare notes, and that's exactly what happens. Okay, so he's BSing the both of us.
Yeah, exactly. He should know that they're kind of voting in a block. He should definitely, like, he should know that they're going to compare notes and decide something together. I think at this point, they're not going to totally just make rogue votes and just vote however they feel. I feel like Kiefer and Ty, it's obvious that Kiefer and Ty are voting in a block. They're going to make a decision together. And I feel like he definitely just has to pitch to Kiefer more, because Kiefer's the one actually making, I feel like Kiefer's the one making the decision, spearheading the, we need to take Jed out. While I think Ty could get flipped way more easy. Like, I think if he's able to pitch something to Kiefer, I think Kiefer can flip Ty more than Jed could actually flip Ty himself at this point.
I agree. I mean, I think Kiefer is much more likely to, I mean, the thing is, if Kiefer decides he wants to keep Jed, then Ty has no choice. And I think Ty just falls in line. Right. I think Ty would push back, but at the end of the day, he can't do anything about it. I don't think that Jed can flip Ty at this point, which is so strange to say out loud. Kiefer and Ty, they compare notes about the pitches. And it's not great. Again, more back and forth. It's everything I've already told you guys has been said. I'm sure you'll see some of it in the episode. It's just a lot of, I can't believe this would happen to me. I can't believe that I did this for us and then you guys would be doing this to me. I would never want, I would never do this to you guys. This would suck so much. I play this game with loyalty. We need to ride together. We'd be the greatest alliance ever. So on and so on. He literally, they get together, the four of them, Jed, Beth, Ty, and Kiefer, at the end of the night, or toward the end of the night. And it's like, okay, this is like the confrontation. He's going to like confront them. Ty and Kiefer had talked about like, okay, we've got to tell him. We've got to tell him. And they go up there to tell him. And then he just talks for an hour at them. They don't say a word. And at the end of the conversation, he's like, you know what? Just let me have hope tonight and then you can tell me tomorrow.
Yeah, he said he'd rather just wait for Arissa to say it, because at least that gives him hope. Because like, I'm even trying to like find this, like our exact conversations, like in my notes. But the problem is that every single conversation we're in is like the exact same. So it's like it doesn't even matter at this point, just because like they just keep talking in circles and circles and circles. I think Jed's big pitch also to like Ty is just that, you know, like, come on, we can't let Tara win, man. Like, we can't let, like, this is gonna, like, are we really gonna, like, if you take me out on Tara's HOH, like, that's embarrassing for me.
You're
like,
gonna let Tara be the one to take, that's the thing that kills me the most, man. Like, who cares? Nobody cares but you. Why would Ty care about that?
Yeah, I mean, Ty's the one voting you out. Like, that's still going to be his move. Like, that's not a good pitch. I don't think anyone really cares if because it's not going to be 100% Tara's move. Like, it is going to be still the people who actually made the decision to vote out Jeb. Like, they had Braden on the block, and then they decided not to vote out Braden and vote out Jed. That's still a move. Like, there's nothing, I don't know, the Tara whole argument and the angle that he tries to pitch on that just completely flops, in my opinion.
Yeah. And this whole idea of, like, don't tell me tonight, let me have hope. Now, the thing is that Kiefer is, like, sniffling throughout the entire hour of conversation that where Jed is talking. So he feels like he's got Kiefer emotionally hooked, and he does. But he lets it go. Like, you cannot change somebody's mind if you don't, if they're not telling you the truth. And so when he says, don't tell me tonight, let me have hope, they're like, oh, thank God. We don't have to tell him tonight now. And then they can defer it to tomorrow when they're not emotionally compromised, and feel better about it. If they have to tell him then he has the whole night to talk their ears off and try a bunch of different approaches. The problem is he keeps trying the same approach over and over and over, and it's not working. After the conversation ends, Ty and Kiefer haven't said a word, and he turns to Beth and he's like, I think we did it. I think we're good. And they're like celebrating and making out while Ty and Kiefer go downstairs and go, yeah, I mean, we're definitely sending Jed out.
Like, you know, it to be fair, it definitely was an emotional time. Like, this is definitely an emotional time for this group, because none of them really, I mean, Kiefer kind of wants to make the decision, but even then, like, Kiefer is still kind of hurt about the fact that he has to take out Jed. Ty is definitely hurt that he has to take out Jed. So, you know, he's appealing to their emotions, and because of that, he thinks that's going to be enough. He thinks that because he makes them cry a little bit, you know, like when they go downstairs, like Kiefer.
Well, Kiefer was crying. Ty was falling asleep.
Right. Yeah. But Kiefer was emotional about it. And so because of that, you know, he thinks like this might actually work out. But Kiefer still knows he has to put his head in the, like, he has to put his head first, and he has to still make the decision regardless. There is like a fun, like, there's a fun moment when they go downstairs and Kiefer's like, I hate this. I like, this is just sucks. I mean, we're still going to vote him out, right? Yeah. And then Ty is just like, yeah, I mean, unless you don't want to. But, like, yeah, they're going to make the decision. They're going to vote out Jet regardless.
Yeah. Really, again, there's not much that moves the needle forward from yesterday. But Braden is going to have a weird moment with Ty where he goes, yeah, Ty, I'm real mad at you. Like, it's nighttime. The lights are off. They're in bed. Ty's like trying to talk to Braden. He's like, what's going on? I'm just upset with you right now. Like, why? What do you mean? Why? I don't want to say. Can we talk about it? I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with that. I was wondering if you had any idea.
Like, well, I imagine it's the fact that, like, they're still contemplating the vote, and they were talking in front of Braden about, like, the decision that they had to make.
Oh yeah, that was also weird. I wanted to bring that up about how, like, they kept on, like, they were talking about, like, the Jed decision right in front of Braden. It was kind of a weird thing. I wonder if they just either forgot or just kind of didn't care, because they know, like, ultimately the decision's not about Braden. It's about, you know, keeping Jed or not. And so I guess they just weren't thinking. It was very bizarre game tactics. I'm not sure if they're trying to play 3D chess with that one, or just they just weren't thinking.
Yeah. Some people should say maybe it was an attempt at flirting. I think flirting by saying you're upset with somebody is not flirting.
It's very fourth grade flirting. That's what you do in middle school.
It's just like a joke that is like, I'm upset with you. Like, that's not a joke. There's no punchline there. You're just trying to mask the fact that you're actually upset, because you don't feel like you should be upset, or you don't want them to know that you're really upset, but you kind of want them to know you're upset. So you say it, but you pretend like it's a joke, but everyone knows it's not a joke. And it's just like, Just be straight up.
It's a very, you know, the punchline is going to pay off later. It's a very long, stretched out joke. You know, you set it up the night before and then, you know, then the next day. Something else that was kind of just like odd about today, or not odd, but just like I didn't feel like it was that good of game, is that whenever Jed would go to Ty would blame the vote on Beth. And then whenever Jed would go to Beth, she would say like, oh, it's all Ty. And Kiefer's hands are entirely clean. Not entirely, but like basically they blame it on each other rather than, you know, actually blaming Kiefer for anything, which I found odd. I don't know.
It's because Beth keeps having the conversation with Ty, and it's becoming clear that Ty is the one that wants Jed gone. And then she tells Jed, and then Jed goes to talk to Ty, who says, I don't know why Beth is acting like this. And Jed's like, I don't know why you keep saying Beth. And Ty continues to deny. And it's going to get way worse because just this morning, it's not going to be relevant at all tomorrow. So I'll let you guys know what I've been watching this morning, which is that, first of all, Beth, Kiefer, and Ty had the most bizarre, awkward conversation I've seen in a while. And that is saying a lot, considering all of the bizarre, awkward conversations I have seen on these feeds this season, where it's like they're all betraying Jed to some degree. And so none of them trust each other anymore because they all know that if they're willing to turn on Jed after Jed used the veto to protect them all, then they must be willing to turn on each other as well. And they also all hate each other. It's very thinly masked. Kiefer's talking to Beth. I don't trust you. Ty walks in. I don't trust him either. Ty's like, what the hell? Why don't you trust me? Like, you're going to cut me, Ty. I know you are. And he's like, Kiefer, we already had this conversation. I'm not going to cut you. Why would I do it? We're cutting Jed right now. I don't trust anybody in this house. And Beth's like, what is this attitude, Kiefer? What the hell? And he's like, what do you want me to do? Everyone thinks this. I'm just the one saying it. I'm saying it out loud. And Beth is like, Kiefer, we need each other. He's like, I know, and we should work together, and we shouldn't put each other up, but we're going to. He's like, no, why?
Isn't that great, though? Isn't that what we want, rather than a house built on loyalty and trust or whatever? Instead, it's just built on total lies, and no one can trust anybody for anything, and that, you know, the game can change on it, flip on a dime. I think that's exactly what we want out of Big Brother, but it is really funny to see, especially just because, like, even with the pitches like that were going on today, like whenever like Jed would say something to Kiefer would just be like, well, you put me on the block last week, so I mean, I was like, this whatever you're saying to me means nothing. It's always great to kind of just be able to say we actually don't have any reason to trust each other at all. It's amazing, I think.
Yeah. And so Beth says to Ty, she's like, and like, I know you have Brayden, and Ty's like, go, oh, come on, don't trust, you know you have, he's like, yeah, I got Brayden, okay, I've got Brayden, and Kiefer's like, that does worry me, Ty. I mean, you're not going to take Brayden to the end. I mean, you're, of course you're going to take Brayden to the end. No, what are you talking about, Kiefer? I'm not going to do that. You just said you had him. Yeah, but still, come on. You think I'm going to, why, look, Tara is the priority. She is the one that has the biggest resume right now. We need to focus on Tara. And Kiefer's like, come on, Ty, let's be real. I've got Tara, you got Brayden. Like, what are we doing here? And this is all in front of Beth. And Beth is like, you guys aren't going to take a shot at me, right? And they're both like, no, of course not. Tara's the priority. Tara has to go. And they just keep going all around in circles. But it's very clear that they've agreed that Jed needs to go. Beth says, okay, well, I'm glad that we've got this all sorted out, Ty. Is there anything else like that we need to talk about? Like, it seemed like, have you been upset with anything about anything else? And Ty's like, yeah, actually, when you tried to get me to volunteer for the block. She's like, what? What are you talking about? Don't, what are you talking about me? You tried to get me to volunteer for the block. She's like, the plan to save us, the plan to get one of us off the block. And he was like, yeah, And why did I need to go up? Huh?
Why don't you go on the block, Beth?
Why didn't you go up? Why weren't you an option? She's like, I was an option. That was the whole thing. I talked to Tara about it. I could have gone up. It was Brayden. Like, as long as Brayden went up, that was the whole plan. He was like, well, you didn't tell me that. She's like, what are you? Okay. He's like, you made me feel. I was like, well, if I'm going up on the block, then I'm expendable, huh? And she's like, okay, so was that it? Is that why we're done here? He's like, well, we're not done here. We're still good. She's like, okay.
It's funny that, you know, these people are all like, because socially, like, they still have to, like, kind of be able to talk to each other. Otherwise, they're just going to be all, like, kept to themselves in their own room. So they have to talk each other and work things out and kind of just, like, do all this, like just lying to each other. But they actually, like, they can't reveal their truth because now we're down to at, like, you know, the final five at this point. I'm also just loving that the fact that we still have, like, a few more weeks left in the game, even though, like, we have so few numbers left in the game as well, because now we're going to actually get to see this, like, long stretched out end game where everyone's, like, actually playing an independent game and has a lot of time to think about where their position is going to be in the end and think about how they can get to the end. This is something I'm very excited for sure.
Sure hope we have feeds for it. So then Beth goes and tells Jed again that that Ty is voting him out. But Jed has already had a conversation. While they were having their conversation, Jed was talking to Tara, and Tara let Jed know, dude, you're going home. Not only are you going home, but this was the plan all along. Before you even used the veto, the plan was to vote you out. Everyone's been in on it. Jed is like in complete shock.
Poor Jed.
And he talks to Beth, and Beth is like, yeah, it's not looking good. And he's like, well, Tara just told me that this has been the plan all along. And Beth, who thinks that she's been in on it all along, is like, no, Jed, never. What, all this deliberation has been fake? What? No, of course not. Like, I would never have done that to you. No, Beth, you didn't. But Ty did. Jed is just pissed. He's like, I need to go talk to Ty. She's like, don't, please don't. Don't just, and he runs off, and she stands on the balcony as he's running down the stairs. She's like, Jed, just don't blow up my game. He's like, what? Just don't blow up my game. So he's running around looking for Ty. Ty's in the diary room. He had been talking to Kiefer about going after Tara next week. But the night before, they'd been talking about going after Beth. They keep talking about different things. And who knows where they go from here. Ty's in the diary room, so he couldn't find him. He eventually finds Ty. He talks to Ty. He's like, Ty, I'm being told that this was the plan all along from the start. Before I even use the veto. Is that true? I was like, no. Oh my God. No, of course not.
He keeps doing this. Like, it's just like, at some point, Ty, just like, tell the truth. Like, there's nothing to hide. I guess this is a big question that I've also been thinking about, is how bitter is Ty going to leave Jed when Jed walks out the door, and if Jed doesn't come back in the house? Because I'm thinking about, like, if Ty is able to make it to the end, how pissed is Jed going to be in the jury about what, you know, how Ty totally screwed him over? And to be fair, Ty is screwing him over. Like, this is definitely dirty. Like, I wonder how pissed Jed's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I tweeted this out this morning because I could not believe. I mean, Ty comes in. First of all, he comes in. The way that he's telling Jed he's voting him out is Jed's like, I'm being told that you're voting me out, man. He's like, It's not me. I'm not doing this. But there's nothing I can say that's going to convince you. So I've got to do it now because you're going to be pissed at me. You're going to come at me. So now I have to take you out. And Jed's like, what are you talking about? You don't have to vote me out. It's fine. Like, you can just not vote me out, and I'm not going to be mad. It's too late. It's now that it's come to this, you know, what have you been telling Kiefer about me? Right. Like, you're coming for me. So after I heard that, like, I definitely have to do, like, what are you doing? I swear the spirit of Paul has entered Ty. Because I have not seen this like Spicy V was not this bad, at least when Spicy V did it. She was like, it was like way earlier in the game. People weren't going to jury, and you know, it was spicy V. But Ty is saying to Jed right before Jed, they call it 2 hours until the eviction. That was about an hour and a half ago. And it's about to happen. He's about to go to the jury. And he is saying to Jed's face, this was not a plan. I was never going to evict you until you started doubting me. And now I have to evict you. It's all your fault. It's He's going to find out the truth. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's just whatever he has to do to rationalize it. I mean, the reason why you lie to a house guest before they or like the day before they leave is because you don't want them to, you know, figure out another plan, an escape plan, a plan B, and get the other house guests to flip the vote. But Ty is the only, like, Ty is the swing vote of this whole thing. Like, Ty does not have to lie about anything because Ty is the one making the decision. I don't understand, like, what angle he has. Like, where does he else does he think that Jed can go? Like, there's nothing else he has to do. Like, just tell him the truth. Tell your friend that you've been working with for, you know, 53, 54 days at this point. Just, like, you guys have been good. Like, just tell him face to face because Jed is totally like Jed's going to go out of this house looking like an idiot, maybe, you know, like, which is unfortunate. But come on, tell your brother this, please. It is frustrating for
oh,
sure.
Oh, man. Jed gets Kiefer in there. Beth keeps running around back and forth now. So Ty is busy trying to deny as much involvement as possible. Meanwhile, Beth is like assuming more responsibility than she actually has. Like, Jed, you know, it's a move that we had to make. Like, I've been in, you know, I've been in on every conversation they've had. It's all of us because Beth is concerned. Cause Jed talks to Beth. He's like, yeah, they keep saying it's all you. They keep saying that you, like, what are you doing, Beth? She's like, well, why do they think that? Why do they think they can't trust me, Jed? For some reason, they can't trust me, Jed. He's like, I didn't say anything. I didn't say it was you. They've been saying it for a while. She's like, just don't say anything. Just don't act like I'm doing this. And he's like, okay, I haven't been. And so she is now, in my opinion, claiming more responsibility to Jed because she wants Jed to not know that she wasn't responsible because she doesn't want Jed to say to Ty and Kiefer that she's trying to keep him. So she's trying to convince Jed that she doesn't want him to stay anymore, except she does want him to stay. And so in front of the other two, she's like, Jed, I'm saying to you in front of your face right now that I think that you need to go because you're too good at this game, right, Ty and Kiefer? That's what we've all been saying. We're all in on it. I'm not in on it. I'm not saying that it's you guys. I'm not blaming Ty. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm with them. And Jed's like, yes. Where is this going? And Kiefer's busy talking about like, you put me up last week, man. The Sunsetters died that day. I would never. I'm a changed man. As soon as you put me up, I changed in this game. Like that money would change my life. And you know, poor people will do anything for money. And Jed's like, well, if that's how you want to play the game, if you and Ty need to betray me because you need money that bad, then okay, I'll go to the jury and I'll tell them, I guess. I don't even know what's happening. I've been told that this was a plan all along. Was this a plan all along, guys? Beats cut.
I mean, the whole money angle is just something that's also pretty interesting because in Jed's pitches to, you know, to Kiefer and Ty, he's always talking about the fact that, you know, it was never about the money for me. It was never about the money. It was always about family. It was about our alliance. It was about the Sunsetters. And so for Kiefer, it's just like, oh, it's not about money for you. Then I guess you're definitely going. It just gives Kiefer another reason to be like, okay, you're definitely going home then if you don't care about the money at all, because I do, well, you know, in Kiefer's own, you know, rationalization as well. But it's a funny angle for sure to try to say that it's not about the money because it ended up just screwing him over even more.
Yeah, it's the money is a huge thing for Kiwi. When he talks about Terry, he's like, she's gonna buy she's gonna renovate her driveway and buy a fence with the money. Like, screw Tara, she doesn't need it. I need that money. So that's what's been going on. When the feeds cut, they're gone. They've not come back as far as I'm aware. And that makes sense since the eviction, I think, is about to start in 20 minutes. So that's what we've got. I don't know if the feeds will return. We will get the episode tonight, I'm sure. But I don't know.
When do you think, like, do you think we're going to get them potentially, like, after the Monday episode? Like, or...
That would be my guess. If they did go down, I would guess that they, that has sort of been their MO before. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
I hope they're on because, wow, is there a lot, especially if Jed ends up being the person that returns, that... I would love to see that we will never see if the feeds are not on.
And luckily, we're going to but Taryn, it's going to be okay. We're going to get a great edit on the Monday episode and they're going to just tell us everything that we need to know about the 3-day period in 45 minutes. It's going to be amazing. So I'm actually not going to watch the feeds this weekend so I can save it for the Monday episode. No. Yeah. I hope we get feeds as well. Please, Big Brother gods, give it to us.
All right. So. That's about what we had. Phil, anything that you wanted to bring up?
No, I think we kind of brought up most of the stuff. Again, like, it was just a lot of back and forth conversation, just people blaming each other on the same things. I don't know. I think we talked about everything that I wanted to talk about.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you then. I will be streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong at around 1 p.m. Eastern today to talk about the stock watch. And run through some scenarios for all of that. We'll see where we can go. I mean, spoiler for that stream. Nobody knows. But we can talk through scenarios. It'll be fun. Then later tonight, of course, the fake double eviction will air. We'll be live after the fake double eviction to recap what goes down. And then tomorrow, I'll be back 11 a.m. Eastern. Hopefully there will be stuff to talk about we'll be able to talk about it. And then the Circle coverage is going on as well. The episode 5 recap should have dropped yesterday, and the episode 6 recap should be up here today. Episode 7 will be tomorrow, and then episode 8 and the recap of the entire week for the live roundtable will be going on here on Saturday. So plenty of Circle coverage, lots of stuff to talk about with Big Brother as well. Make sure you find me on Twitch again, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Phil, where can people find you?
You can follow me on twitter.com/listenupphillip. I'm tweeting there sometimes. And then you can also follow me on letterboxd.com/PNTJR, where I'm writing a lot of movie and TV show reviews. I just watched the new Russo Brothers film Cherry, starring Tom Holland. And that movie is absolute garbage. I do not recommend. People should watch it. It is just a total misfire. It's just a calamity. But I guess if you want to have fun in watching a calamity, I recommend watching it on Apple, I guess.
Oh boy. Anything good to watch?
Something good to watch. I'm going through the Fast and Furious movies right now, and I just watched Too Fast, Too Furious, and that movie is better than most movies I've seen before in my entire life. That might be a hot take, but John Singleton understands it's about fast cars and it's about family. I'm excited to continue with the series. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. And I will see all of you later today, throughout the day. Come on, hang out. We'll have fun. See you later.